Here's our weekly briefing from PRI, and this week we're looking at the new abortion numbers from the International Planned Parenthood Federation. IPPF reports that its affiliates ended the lives of nearly 1 million unborn children in the year 2015. In all, IPPF terminated 964,325 unborn children by chemical and surgical abortion in 2015 alone. A million of anything is a staggering number, but the loss of nearly a million children by surgical or chemical abortion is a tragedy beyond reckoning. If you were to read off the names of IPPF's tiny victims without sleeping, breaking, or pausing, it would take you almost 2 years. In fact, you would never finish. By the time you finished reading the list of all the lives lost in 2015, IPPF's abortion facilities will have added another 2 million lives to be accounted for. Over the past 60 years, the International Planned Parenthood Federation and its affiliates have terminated the lives of millions more unborn children. At the same time, the American taxpayer has to supply tens of millions of dollars to pay IPPF, its affiliates, and other organizations that promote abortion and contraception worldwide. IPPF strives to be, and I quote, a leading advocate of sexual and reproductive health and rights, end quote. In plain English, that means they promote so-called abortion rights, graphic sex education rights, and contraception around the globe. In pursuit of this agenda, IPPF has distributed approximately 1.7 billion condoms worldwide over the past 10 years. That's roughly equivalent to one condom for every man on the planet between the ages of 15 and 44. The number of young people being bamboozled by Planned Parenthood in sexual matters has also exploded in recent years. An examination of the numbers indicates that through the year 2015, 99 million young people completed sex education programs taught by an IPPF affiliate. IPPF also lobbies governments to legalize abortion, and where abortion is already legal, it demands even more access. Its goal is universal and free abortion worldwide. IPPF often works through member associations to make this happen. Where they exist, member associations, so-called, are the primary conduit used by IPPF to advocate for changes in laws, policies, and directives from ministries of health. IPPF will sometimes partner with other organizations as well, or even operate directly or with other partners in countries where it has not yet organized a partner network. IPPF is active in 168 countries through its member associations and other groups. While member associations are independent organizations in and of themselves to one extent or another, they receive guidance and funding from IPPF. How effective has IPPF been in changing laws and policies to promote abortion and contraception? Consider the following. In 2014, Planned Parenthood of Ghana, PPAG, launched a full-fledged media campaign to lure young people into its clinics. According to IPPF, Planned Parenthood of Ghana ran frequent ads over FM radio and launched a mobile app to send out information about their services along with so-called diagrams relating to sexual and reproductive health. The result of these efforts was an increase in the number of clients provided with safe abortion services by 25%. Well, between 2012 and 2014, IPPF's European network successfully petitioned the European Social Rights Committee of the Council of Europe to condemn Italy for allowing too many doctors to claim conscientious objection rights when refusing to perform abortions. Because the vast majority of doctors in Italy will not perform abortions for reasons of faith or conscience or common sense, the curiously named Rights Committee ignored the rights of the unborn and accused the Italian government of not providing sufficient access to abortionists. It remains unclear whether doctors in Italy will lose their right to conscientious objection or even be forced to perform abortions in the future. In the country of Nepal, nurses were originally not permitted to perform abortions, but In 2014, the Family Planning Association of Nepal, an IPPF affiliate, successfully petitioned the government to gain approval for its nurses to perform abortions in some of its clinics. Can anyone doubt that the number of abortions performed in Nepal will now increase? The list goes on. From Ireland to Kazakhstan, IPPF affiliates are lobbying hard, demanding always more abortions and so-called sexual and reproductive health services. IPPF credits itself with having played a part in influencing more than 800 policy and legislative changes globally to promote sexual and reproductive health and rights over the past decade alone. In addition to achieving legislative victories, IPPF also seeks to change public opinion about abortion and contraception in the public square. It claims to want to destigmatize abortion, by which the organization means that it wants to accustom people to the idea that it is perfectly normal to dismember unborn children. IPPF regularly promotes abortion as safe, no matter how dismemberment abortion mutilates and murders the unborn child. IPPF writes big checks to its member associations and other organizations every year to support their abortion and contraception activities. Between 2008 and 2015, IPPF gave out approximately $600 million in grants, commodities, and technical assistance to allied organizations the world over. The money comes from a handful of wealthy Western nations, including Sweden, Japan, the United Kingdom, and Germany. Now, U.S. government funding of IPPF and foreign IPPF MAs is comparatively small, at least relative to the hundreds of millions of taxpayer dollars that we give annually to the Planned Parenthood Federation of America, as taxpayers, that is. That's IPPF's affiliate in the United States. Even so, federal funding for IPPF is itself significant. According to the GAO, IPPF member associations collectively receive approximately $23 million from AID and an additional $3 million from HHS between 2010 and 2012. The GAO did not report any direct funding for IPPF or its Western Hemisphere regional office. Instead, funds were made available directly to the member associations themselves. One must wonder why U.S. taxpayers have paid for $26 million to be given to an organization that performs nearly 1 million abortions a year and is actively involved in promoting the legalization of abortion in countries that protect the right to life for the unborn. That's our weekly briefing. For details and documentation, please check out the complete text on our website at pop.org. Thanks for listening.